Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
They say death is the end, the final page in the story of a life. But what if some places refuse to close the book? What if the weight of grief, tragedy, and untold sorrow lingers long after the mourners have gone home? In Halifax, Nova Scotia, there's a funeral home where that very question hangs heavy in the air, a building tied not to one, but two of history's greatest disasters. Snow & Company Funeral Home didn't just bury the dead, it became their last stop before eternity. In 1912, it was tasked with preparing the recovered bodies of Titanic victims, their frozen forms pulled from the frigid North Atlantic and brought to Halifax for identification. Just 5 years later, the Halifax explosion would claim thousands more lives, turning Snow & Company into a factory of death, processing unimaginable tragedy at an unrelenting pace. But even after the burials, the wakes, and the tears had faded into history, something stayed behind. Staff reported eerie footsteps echoing through the halls, tools vanishing only to reappear in places no one had touched, and mourners swearing they saw a grieving woman who no one could explain. Was it the weight of sorrow settling into the walls? Or had death left its own spectral fingerprint on this place? Tonight we're stepping inside Snow & Company Funeral Home, where history and haunting go hand in hand. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. In the heart of Halifax, Nova Scotia, a grand Victorian building once stood as a symbol of dignity and respect. A place where the living said goodbye to the dead. This was Snow & Company Funeral Home, one of the oldest and most revered funeral establishments in the city. Founded in the late 1800s by John Snow Sr., the business built its reputation on quiet professionalism and care for grieving families. For decades, Halifax residents trusted Snow & Company to prepare their loved ones for burial, guiding them through some of life's darkest moments. But the home's legacy would soon extend far beyond the borders of Halifax. In April 1912, word reached the city that an unsinkable ship, the RMS Titanic, had met its fate in the icy waters of the North Atlantic. As one of the nearest major ports, Halifax became the center of recovery efforts. Ships like the CS Mackay Bennett were dispatched to gather the bodies of those lost at sea. Not all would be returned to their families. Many found their final rest in Halifax cemeteries. Those who could be identified were brought to Snow & Company. The sheer scale of death arriving at the funeral home overwhelmed the staff. Dozens of bodies, many frozen stiff, some battered beyond recognition, filled the preparation rooms. It wasn't just the volume, it was the condition. Victims pulled from the water bore the marks of their brutal end, faces discolored by exposure, hands curled into unnatural shapes, clothing torn by both impact and the relentless ocean. Even then, strange murmurs began to circulate among staff. The preparation room, normally a place of quiet professional efficiency, felt off. One embalmer, working late into the night, reported hearing soft knocking sounds like something gently tapping on the heavy wooden walls. Tools went missing, only to turn up hours later in spots no one remembered placing them. At first, the staff blamed exhaustion. After all, they were handling bodies nonstop, working grueling shifts with barely any rest. 5 years later, tragedy struck Halifax again, this time not from the sea, but from within its own harbor. On December 6, 1917, two ships collided in the Narrows, one of them carrying a volatile cargo of explosives. The resulting detonation became known as the Halifax Explosion, the largest man-made explosion before the invention of nuclear weapons. Nearly 2,000 people were killed instantly, thousands more injured, and entire neighborhoods were leveled. Snow and Company became overwhelmed once again. Bodies, burned, shattered, and broken, poured into the funeral home. The once orderly mortuary turned into a scene of chaos, tables stacked with the dead, bodies tagged and identified if possible, left for families to claim. Staff worked around the clock, many sleeping in the building, too exhausted to return home. But sleep offered no comfort. Some awoke in the middle of the night to the sound of footsteps when no one else was awake. Others claimed they heard soft, mournful crying echoing through the hallways. It wasn't only the workers who noticed. Families coming to identify loved ones or attend makeshift wakes complained of a heavy, almost unbearable atmosphere in the viewing rooms. Some claimed they felt as if someone was watching them, even when the room was empty. A few refused to enter certain parts of the building altogether, saying the air felt too cold, too oppressive, almost as if the room itself was mourning. At the center of it all was John Snow Jr., son of the founder and the man tasked with keeping the business running through these disasters. Snow was no believer in ghost stories. He was a man of science, trained in anatomy, embalming, and the practical art of funerary work. But even Snow couldn't explain what he experienced during those years. In a private journal discovered decades later, Snow recorded hearing whispering voices in the embalming room, voices that sounded just a little too clear to be imagination. Once, while alone preparing a Titanic victim for burial, Snow claimed the body shifted. At first, he assumed it was simply the natural process of settling, but the more he thought about it, the more unsettled he became. "I cannot account for the movement," he wrote in 1912, "and yet I swear I saw it." Families also left behind unsettling reports. One woman attending a wake for her son killed in the Halifax explosion insisted she saw another mourner sitting in the back pew quietly sobbing. When she approached to offer comfort, the figure was gone. Staff combed the room. No one else was there. As time passed, the stories grew. Snow and Company wasn't just a place of mourning. It became a place of disturbed mourning, a house where grief itself seemed to seep into the walls. The rational explanations came quickly. Exhaustion, grief, overactive imaginations fueled by trauma. Clinical psychologists would later suggest shared hallucinations, a known phenomenon. In extreme emotional environments, others blamed the embalming chemicals themselves. Formaldehyde vapors drifting through poorly ventilated rooms might have played tricks on tired minds. There were also environmental factors at play. Snow and Company stood near one of Halifax's many underground springs. Moisture often caused walls to shift slightly or emit creaking noises, especially in old Victorian buildings. Certain areas of the home also suffered from drafts, creating sudden cold spots even when the heat was running full blast. And then there's the stone tape theory, the idea that buildings, especially those tied to tragedy, somehow record emotionally charged events in their very fabric, playing them back under the right conditions. None of these explanations seemed to fully account for what happened next. The escalation that would turn Snow and Company from a place of quiet mourning into a legend of Halifax's haunted history. Because the footsteps, the whispers, and the vanished tools were only the beginning. The stories that trickled out of Snow and Company in the decades after the Titanic and the Halifax explosion didn't stop with whispers and footsteps. By the 1930s, something or someone was making itself known in far more chilling ways. It started in the embalming room, the heart of the funeral home's work. Several employees, including seasoned embalmers who had worked with the dead for decades, refused to be alone in that room after dark. They spoke of a figure, a man standing near the old embalming table, watching silently. He wore a long coat, the kind morticians had favored decades earlier, with a posture that suggested he was examining a body. No one could explain why every witness described him exactly the same way. The room, already cold due to refrigeration equipment, developed unnatural cold spots so sharp that workers could see their breath even on mild nights. Metallic tapping noises, like surgical instruments knocking against one another, became so common that workers started leaving a candle burning in the room every night. They claimed the light somehow calmed the presence, at least enough for them to get through their shifts. Then came the weeping woman. She was first seen by mourners attending wakes, usually seated at the back of the viewing parlor, dressed in old-fashioned mourning clothes, her face hidden behind a black veil. She never spoke, never moved, just sat quietly and wept. But whenever anyone tried to approach her, she vanished. Families assumed she was a grieving guest from another service, until staff confirmed no such person had entered the building. Even after Snow and Company modernized, replacing gas lights with electricity and remodeling the viewing parlors, the weeping woman persisted. Paranormal investigators who visited the home in later years recorded disembodied sobbing in that room, often in the early hours of the morning when the building was empty. No one could identify her, though psychics and mediums brought in by curious staff claimed she was mourning a child lost at sea, perhaps one of the Titanic victims. The phenomena didn't stop at the walls of the building. By the 1950s, passersby on the street outside began reporting a ghostly funeral procession leaving the home. Witnesses described seeing a horse-drawn hearse with flickering lanterns at its sides, gliding silently down the street. There were no horses, no driver, and no sound, just the eerie image of a hearse from a century earlier. Some described seeing spectral mourners following it, their faces blurred like figures in an old photograph. One police officer, dispatched after multiple calls about this ghostly sight, saw it for himself. He resigned shortly after, citing personal disturbances he refused to explain. In the 1990s, with growing interest in paranormal investigations, Snow & Company opened its doors to researchers armed with modern technology, thermal cameras, audio recorders, electromagnetic field detectors. What they found only deepened the mystery. Cold columns of air moved independently between rooms, detected not only by human sensation, but visible on thermal imaging. EMF detectors spiked without explanation, especially near a case containing personal effects recovered from Titanic victims. One investigator captured a whispered voice on his audio recorder. Just one phrase: "So cold. The water's so cold." Even renovation crews tasked with updating the aging building reported strange occurrences. Tools went missing, sometimes replaced by rusted instruments that had been out of use for decades. Fresh paint peeled away in certain rooms as if the walls themselves rejected the change. Workers reported feeling watched, and more than one left the job unfinished, refusing to return. As the stories stacked up, so did the theories. Paranormal researchers pointed to the building's unique history, a rare convergence of two immense tragedies tied directly to the space. Snow and Company had processed death from both the Titanic disaster and the Halifax explosion. Tragedies separated by only 5 years, but linked by geography and fate. The sheer emotional weight of those events, they argued, had created a supernatural vortex, a place where grief had nowhere to go and simply remained. Others leaned into residual energy theories, suggesting the sheer trauma imprinted itself into the very walls and floors. The building had become a tape recorder, replaying the moments of heartbreak, grief, and sudden death again and again. Not intelligent hauntings, but memories burned into the structure itself. Of course, skeptics had their say as well. Halifax, with its damp climate and shifting soil, was no stranger to structural creaks and groans. The funeral home's proximity to underground springs could account for temperature fluctuations and even odd acoustics, carrying sounds from other parts of the building or even outside. Add to that the power of suggestion. Once a place is labeled haunted, every creak, shadow, or odd sensation takes on supernatural significance, yet no amount of rational explanation could fully account for the consistency of the reports across generations. The figure in the embalming room, the weeping woman, the phantom hearse, the whispered voice, each new decade brought new witnesses, none of whom knew each other, all describing the same eerie details. Today, Snow & Company no longer operates as a funeral home, but its legacy and its mysteries live on. Some say the building itself is at rest now, its hauntings fading with time and disuse. Others believe that grief of that magnitude doesn't simply disappear. It lingers, waiting for someone to listen. Because when death leaves unfinished business behind, some places are destined to remember. And Snow & Company, standing quietly in the heart of Halifax, remembers everything. There's something uniquely unsettling about a place designed to hold death. Most haunted buildings became haunted by accident, through tragedy, violence, or history gone horribly wrong. But a funeral home? Death is literally the whole point. That's where Snow & Company stands apart, a place where death wasn't just expected. It was part of the daily routine. And yet, no matter how much you prepare for it, death has a way of leaving its mark. Maybe it's the sheer volume of grief that passed through those doors. Titanic victims, Halifax explosion casualties, and generations of Halifax families, layer after layer of sorrow soaked into the walls like water, into old wood. If there's a recipe for a haunting, Snow & Company had all the right ingredients. Now we could lean into the rational side of things. Shared trauma creates shared experiences. Grief makes us hear things, see things, maybe even feel the presence of those we've lost. And this building had no shortage of grief. Add in bad ventilation, old plumbing groaning in the night, and a few ghost stories passed down through the years, and you've got yourself a perfect storm of psychological suggestion. But then you have the details. The weeping woman seen by people decades apart described exactly the same way. The shadow figure in the embalming room reported by multiple staff who never compared notes. The phantom hearse rolling silently through the night, seen by police officers, delivery drivers, and late-night wanderers. That's where rationality starts to crack, and you have to ask, what if some of those stories are real? Was it the spirits of Titanic victims, restless after a burial far from home? The ghosts of Halifax families torn apart by sudden, violent explosion? Or maybe it's something bigger. Some imprint of grief itself, a recording of human sorrow so powerful that the building can't forget. Whatever the truth, one thing is clear. Snow & Company is more than a funeral home. It's a memory machine, a place where history refuses to rest in peace. And whether you believe in ghosts or not, you can't deny this. Some buildings remember everything. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Modo.us.
Visit modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
Visit
MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US. MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.